We now turn to poetry of the season.
My name is Peter Meinke. I'm the new Darden Chair in Creative Writing at Old Dominion University. And I've been a poet for 30, 40 years, and I'm going to read three poems today. I'll begin with one called The Gift of the Magi. We have four children, and they've always been interested in this particular story, and it's kind of a metaphor for our human condition. The Gift of the Magi. The angel of the Lord sang low, had shucked his golden slippers off, and stretched his wings as if to show their starlit shadow on the wall. And did the old soft shoe, yeah, did the buck and wing. The magi put their arms around each other, then with chorus line precision and enormous zest, they kicked for Jesus 1, 2, 3, high as any Christmas tree. And Casper was the best. And Melchior told a story that had Joseph sighing in the hay, while Holy Mary rolled her eyes, and Jesus, smiling where he lay, as if he understood, Lord, knew the joke was good. But Balthazar began to weep, foreseeing all the scenes to come. The child upon a darker stage, the star, their spotlight stuttering out, then shook his head, smiled, and sang louder than before. There was no dignity that night. The shepherds slapped their sheepish knees and tasted too much of the grape that solaces our sober earth. Oh, blessed be our mirth, hey, blessed be our mirth. The next poem is called Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, 1942. My father's side of the family was German, and when World War II began, as children we couldn't understand what was happening, but it made a great divide in the family, and this poem reflects that. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. At Christmas, my sisters and I learned to sing carols in German. Grandpa would give us a quarter apiece for performing, though only Carol could carry a tune. After the start of the war, Father forbade us to practice, and when Grandpa asked for his songs, we told him they weren't allowed. You are German, he shouted. Sing! Singt meine Kinder für mich. We stood mute, unhappy, ashamed, between father and son locking eyes, while the U-boats were nosing the currents and propellers coughed in the skies like angels clearing their throats. And the last poem I'm going to read is called Treasure Island, a disquisition on the similarities, no matter where one is. And it's called Treasure Island. Along the beaches, sand lies blank as snow on Christmas evening. Dying stars fade in the foreign sky. While children know or hope they know what lies ahead, guitars and games, white boxes and red ribbons, we wonder what this Christmas day will bring. Not likely that our sins will be forgiven. Not likely that we'll hear the angels sing. Nor was there snow in Bethlehem that night, but sand, like snow, shifted beneath the bright star guiding kings across the desert drifts. So goes the tale. And even if they crossed in someone's dream and then got lost, we have our children still, and we have gifts.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn.
Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
You're listening to With Good Reason. Our associate producer is Sean Tubbs. Andrew Windham is our executive producer. Jeannie Palin handles listener services. And Amy Marshall is our publicity coordinator. Our theme music is written by Cecil Hooker and Scott Petito. We had help this week from WHRV in Norfolk and WVST in Petersburg, and from Lee Laska at Norfolk State University. With Good Reason is produced by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, for the Higher Education Broadcasting Consortium, and public radio station serving Virginia. For a free copy of this show on CD, or to comment, call 877-451-5098 or email us at withgoodreason@virginia.edu. The word Virginia is spelled out in the email address. I'm Sarah McConnell. Thanks for listening.